Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Mishnah Vav continues their discussion from the previous case of Nazirus Betos, which involved a group of men who declare various Nazirios based on their belief in the identity of a person coming towards them. Beis Hillel, who we follow the halacha, holds, as we've seen before, that only those who are correct are Nazirim, because Nazirus Betos isn't Chal. So our Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, is going to deal with the question of what if they actually can't tell whether or not they are correct. And we have a Machlokas Tanoim, what Beis Hillel would say in that case. Here, Tia La'achorav. So the case is the approaching man, right? There was this guy approaching them who they thought maybe is Reuven, maybe isn't Reuven, etc. He turns around and goes back in the direction he came from. So that means they will never know whether or not he was Reuven. And there are a lot of people whose Nazirus depend on whether or not it was Reuven. So, of course, we know according to Beit Harfon, who requires it to be clear, so they're not Nazirim. But according to Beis Hillel, they're Nazirim if they were correct. So how do you know? And so what do you do? So the Tanna Kamma says, Eino Nazir. We hold, says the Tanna Kamma, Suffig Nazirus, Lehakel. If we have a doubt as to whether there is a Nazirus or there isn't a Nazirus, we go Lehakel. We are more lenient, and therefore none of the people are now Nazirim, because none of them, we don't know that any of them was correct. Some of them were obviously correct, but we don't know who, and therefore it's a Suffolk, and Suffolk Nazirus, Lehakel, and nobody's a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon says the opposite. Rabbi Shimon says, Suffolk Nazirus lahachmir. If there is a doubt with regard to Nazirus, we have to be machmir. And so anyone who might possibly have been right has to keep a Nazirus. But that creates a problem. And the problem is that each of these people who is keeping a Nazirus because of the Suffolk won't be able to bring korbanos. Because the korbanos that we bring at the end of the Nazirus include a korban chatos, and you can't bring a korban chatos as a donation. And if you're not a Nazir, you can't bring korban chatos because it would be chulin shenishchidu ba'azara. You're bringing chulin into the azara, which you can't do. And so they won't be able to bring their korbanos, which means potentially that their Nazirus could never end. And so Rabbi Shimon proposes the following solution. Rabbi Shimon says, Yomar, he should make the following declaration, conditional declaration. Im haya kidvarai, if I was right about Reuven, then areini nazirchova, then I am a nazir, because I'm fulfilling my obligation from the neder, right? I said, if it was Reuven, then I'd be a nazir. And so if he was Reuven, then I'm a nazir because of my neder. The imlav, and if I was wrong, so then hareini nazir l'dava, then I am now making a new voluntary nazirus. So either way now, he has to do a nazirus. If he was right, he has to do a nazirus because of the original. And if he was wrong, he has to do a nazirus because of the new one. And therefore, he's now doing a definite nazirus, and he can bring the korbanos at the end.